Hi, I'm Diane Shannon. I'm an internal medicine physician, award-winning writer, and certified coach. I learned the hard way about the cost of burnout, and in the 20-plus years since, I have dedicated my life to addressing physician burnout. I run a coaching company where I help women in medicine navigate the stresses inherent in the profession and the additional challenges that they experience. Join me as I investigate the underlying causes of the higher burnout rates in women and what we can do about them, individually and collectively. We can banish burnout and thrive as women in medicine.
Welcome to this episode of Vital Signs, Thriving as a Woman in Medicine. Today, my guest is Dr. Jenny Draper, who is an OBGYN in private practice in Richmond, Virginia, and chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Henrico Doctors Hospital Forest Campus. I met Jenny several years ago when she sought out some support to avoid a second bout of burnout. Jenny has not only found ways to avoid burnout, but to expand a personal passion for mountaineering. Jenny, I am so happy to chat with you today about your fascinating avocation and how you make room for it in your life. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
As a warm-up question, Jenny, what is one thing that a visitor to your hometown of Richmond, Virginia, should make sure to see or experience while they're there?
Well, to relate to my own personal passion of the outdoors, we have a river that runs right through the city of Richmond that has rapids that you can raft on, paddleboard on, kayak, a trail system for running and hiking that circles the river, and then we are known to have the friendliest marathon in the country.
Amazing. I wish I ran marathons.
There are some shorter distances with it too. It's always in November.
Yeah, that works. Jenny, thanks so much for coming. I know one of the things that we've talked about is what it was like for you when we first met. And you had experienced burnout in the past, you kind of saw maybe it was on the horizon again. Can you talk a little bit about what that was like for you?
Yes, I have been in private practice since 2011 in the same private group that's been continually expanding and growing and since that time. And things are different now than when I first started. And I definitely didn't have a name for burnout when I went through it the first time. We were covering two labor floors. Our call was pretty strenuous. It just did not seem like what I had originally signed up for or a pace I could see myself doing for a long haul in the career. And it also coincided with when I was studying for my oral boards. And then we expanded our call group and there's been a continuous shift towards OB hospitalist and life in general is much better. And so I don't think I saw this second episode coming. I think part of what got me in the middle of it all was just a constellation of events that sort of crashed at the same time. It was coming out of the first year of COVID. I had invited three friends to room with me during COVID and did a major house renovation that they were leading and living with me at the same time. I had lost a lot of the community that I was used to having outside of work. So work just became so encompassing at that time.
And when you look back now and understand a little bit more about burnout, what were some of the key features that you experienced, like physical, emotional, mental features that helped you to understand that there was something important going on?
I would say that I appreciated whomever within my practice that I see as just such a great group of people with really strong leadership, that someone within my practice spoke up and said, Jenny doesn't seem to be herself. I'm known for laughing all of the time and being really optimistic. and I think I had lost some of that. And our chair of the board at that time spoke to me and I was like, you are right. I don't think I feel perfectly like myself, but I couldn't really put a name to it. I had also lost my own personal nurse and there had just been a lot of changes and I just was irritable to come to work. It just seemed harder than what it should. It didn't seem as fun. I love taking care of my patients and that part hadn't changed, but it just seemed like things weren't as simplified or as organized as I wish it was. And I felt like I didn't have a voice or know how to use my voice to ask for the exact help I needed. And then because I had lost some of my community events with COVID, as we all did, but for me in particular, it was being part of a triathlon community, team practices, and team social events, I just had become very isolated. And as somebody who is single and has chosen not to have kids, I felt like I should be sacrificing my time all of the time through this COVID transition to come in and deliver patients when I wasn't on call. And I just couldn't turn my brain off from thinking about work all of the time. And I just lost sense of how to have fun and enjoy downtime. I just lost the ability to do that.
Wow. When you describe that, it sounds so all encompassing. It's like work, 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 and not much else.
Right. And then I also just was irritable. I think for my own personal journey too, and I've been very vocal as I've gone through this process with your coaching over the last 2.5 years, it's truly been life-changing for me. And so however my voice can help somebody else identify where they are and know that they can get to the other side and really love their professional life, have it not be so encompassing and be more smooth with the balance of their out of work life. Now it just feels like my life instead of this whole work entity that I was trying to compress and then have leftover time to myself. I think that's what I've achieved. And the other piece of it that I think contributed was going through surgical menopause. I've been very vocal about this because it's just part of my journey. And I think there's not enough talked about women going through menopause, certainly not someone younger who needed to do it for health reasons. Mine was preventative because of Lynch syndrome. And I just wasn't sleeping well. And that was also affecting my mood and my ability to concentrate and just a lot of brain fog. And so the more that showed up, the more I also wasn't completing charts. And I just felt like I went to work and it never ended because then I came home to this whole pile of work to do all of the time.
So Jenny, let's fast forward a bit to what things are like now. And then we can go back and talk about what you did to get there. But what is it like now?
Life is just so happy. And I, of course, there are pieces that cause wrinkles in that. But now I can see myself doing this career for the long haul. I'm not in such a rush to try to save as much money, increase my productivity for a really short burst of time so that at the age of 50 or 55, I could just retire early. I've now finally figured out that this is, to equate it to my running history, kind of like a marathon. And, you know, we're not trying to squeeze so much into these small bits of time, but what do I value and how do I want to spend my time? And then that translates to all of the decisions I now make. I know that I want to travel and I want to vacation and I want to learn new things, both professionally and personally. And how do I sprinkle that in? And how can I see where my energy gets drained at? And what do I need to do to make sure I'm constantly replenishing that so I never end up in this state of stress and fatigue and not able to function the way that I want to?
And Jenny, just before we started recording, we were catching up because you had finished coaching a bit ago. And one of the things you said is that your goal now is to maintain this, to remember what you've learned and to keep that as a priority. And you also mentioned that one of the things you've learned has to do with setting boundaries, saying no. Can you say more about that?
I think before, and I had no idea, but now I see how much it impacts, particularly women in medicine, but this idea of people pleasing. And we're used to in medicine going from the next goal or achievement to the next one to the next one. And then when you're out of this pathway of medical school and residency and achieving the dream job that you wanted, there isn't really a next thing. And so I think it's easy to substitute something else in lieu of that. So you're looking for accolades from your CEO. You want accolades from the people you're working with that you're doing a great job. And that's not really how medicine and probably other jobs too are designed. You have to figure it out for yourself. And so it took a long time to be able to see how I can make choices for myself and what my own internal goals are and feel good about that and not be looking for someone else's approval by joining yet another committee or staying late for another meeting or taking call for someone else because I'm the one that doesn't have a kid and they have a sick child at home. There are all these small pieces where it just kept showing up. And so during our time working together, I had told you that I really wanted to transition to some more leadership roles now that I've worked so much on myself and now I have the opportunity to be chair of a department. But that has come with new requests for my time and for meetings. And I know what availability I have. And I feel very empowered to say no, or could this be done by email? I don't have to say yes to everything and change my schedule and make my life more frantic because it's never going to pan out in the long run.
What do you think it was about your kind of mindset that made it easy to slip into people pleasing in the past?
I think that I wasn't equipped to know how to celebrate myself because I had spent my whole life doing lots of things for other people, and had not learned how to just celebrate each piece of it. So I would run a marathon and then just move on to the next goal and sign up for the next race and not just sort of sit in, wow, you just fit that in, you accomplished this. And so I was always looking for, I think, external validation to make myself feel valued. And now I can value myself. I know exactly how I want to spend my time and I just love it and have fit so much more in. And I can sit in smaller spaces of appreciation, whereas I was always looking for bigger things that you're never going to achieve, right? Your CEO wants our practice to be productive. So I had a hard time accepting the monthly worksheets. How many new patients had I had? You know, where was I falling among everybody else's goal and couldn't tease out, this was great. I took really good care of the patients I saw. And I also chose to take a vacation, and that is allowed. Our job allows us for a vacation, but I couldn't tease them out. And so I felt like I was continuously disappointing people. It would even show up in my personal life because I would show up with my family. I grew up 2 hours away from here in Bridgewater, and I always felt like I was trying to show up for them in a way that they hadn't asked for me to. So I would drive home post call and be really tired and not be able to be present with them. Or I would stay longer and then it would run into the next week where I hadn't grocery shopped or I hadn't reset myself or my charts were still undone. And so now I just am better equipped to set boundaries even there. I can show up really well for you on this particular weekend, but I can't come until this time, or I have to leave at this time so that I'm ready to show up for my patients and my colleagues, you know, Monday morning.
So setting those boundaries is not just at work, but also in your personal life and how it sounds like how you maintain your energy so that you can show up for your family and for friends, right?
Yes. I think we were able to finally, once we got into the details, peel apart each component of my life. How many nights do I want to socialize? How many days is it my goal to work out? When am I going to say yes to this committee or to this meeting? And is there actually time for it? And so now I'm much better equipped. I just hadn't learned how to do that by looking at my calendar and knowing if I say yes to this, it will take away from something else. We cannot invent time as much as all of us would like to invent more of it. And so now I can see, oh, you've already committed two or three evenings away. You're going to have this big OR day. You need to rest. And then you will be have more energy to do the next thing tomorrow, but you cannot say yes to every single opportunity that comes.
Jenny, I would love to turn our attention now to your amazing avocation of mountaineering and how you got into it, what you're doing now, and a little bit about the response you've gotten from friends and colleagues and patients who have found out some of these trips that you've taken.
I have always loved travel and I've loved the outdoors. So I have been doing Ironman and ultra marathons prior to COVID. And then I knew for the year of 2020, I was turning 40 and I'd always just really been fascinated by Mount Everest and wanted to witness it. So I had originally signed up to trek to Nepal and do the Mount Everest base camp trip that year. And of course it got postponed by another year and a half or so. And so in the meantime, it opened up some opportunity for shorter trips, going to Colorado and climbing 14,000 foot peaks. And since then, I just have truly fell in love with the mountains. I grew up near the mountains. My dad, who passed away my intern year, he loved the mountains. And so it's just a place I can connect. And while I've been in this mountaineering journey, I couldn't always see that I was making progress. But when I look backwards, in just basically 2 years and a couple months, I've now climbed 14,000 foot peaks in Colorado. I went to Nepal to Mount Everest Base Camp. I took a 2-week alpine course to learn more skills, glacier trekking, went to Mongolia completely off the grid, and then just got back from Kilimanjaro with a successful summit there. And now looking at the next thing, but also sort of sitting in this state of accomplishment, which I've never really taken time to do, to really see what is it that I want to do next, not for anyone else's benefit, but truly what excites me, what do I want to train for again, and where will I take this journey? And there just aren't many women mountaineers. There aren't that many guides. There aren't a lot of women showing up in this space. There is not a lot of body diversity from what I've seen. And so there are all these pieces that translate really easily from female empowerment that is my whole career also into this outdoor space and how do women feel included to show up for it. And for me, for the mountains, I know it doesn't sound very restful to spend my vacation time doing this, but it is most of these trips completely off the grid. There's no access to Wi-Fi or your telephone. And it is the one time that my brain can truly shut off. We just have so much access to email and our normal everyday life that I just love going back to basics. You wear the same outfit, you don't shower, there's no decisions, you have no decision fatigue, and you literally get to climb above the clouds. And it has just been so thrilling.
Jenny, it is amazing that you've been able to do this and in such a short time. And I know from our past conversations that you've heard a lot from your patients who are eager to understand and to hear more about your trips. How's that shown up?
I think that part of my strength as a physician is the way I relate to people. And I love hearing their story and I like being relatable. I like that I also went through surgery and had a hysterectomy. I like that I'm also a woman that isn't always at the weight that I wish I was. I understand. And so particularly with patients that I've now been taking care of for so long and my pregnant population that I get to see visit after visit for an entire pregnancy journey, we really get to talk about life. What interests you and not just you as the patient and let me fix this problem and you go on your way. And so I think what energy you put out is what energy you attract. So I've also attracted a lot of patients who are also athletes who also like to travel. And I am just blown away by my patients who have come back for visits and been like, yes, yes, I'm fine. I'm not really here for me. I just really wanted to hear about your journey. And I think that's so cool. You're my physician and that you did this and you fit this in and then you come back and take care of me. And I could not have seen that several years ago or while I was going through burnout. I couldn't pause long enough to accept that feedback because my internal dialogue was so critical of everything that was happening. And I was so stressed that I was behind and that patients would be upset because they had waited on me. And now I can just truly pause and be grateful for the patients that have found me that I get to take care of, who are also invested in who I am as their provider. It just has been so gratifying.
And Jenny, one of the things I can imagine someone might think hearing your story is, how in the world have you done this? All the travel you've done, the training you've done as an OBGYN who works full time. How have you done this?
I think that it takes being very aware of what your goals are and what brings you joy. And for me to have a plan or a goal just really excites me and it gives more structure to my life. It's just how I have found success. And so for me, I really enjoy it. So that part makes it easy. But these big goals, you can't slack on the training or you're not going to make it 19,000 feet. And so for me, it took also identifying what do I need to do to succeed at work and how do I define that? Who do I want to spend time with in my free time and how do I fit that in? And then where is my training going to go? And what defines success? There are certainly weeks that I do not get all of my workouts in, or I have messaged the coach that I hired to help me specifically for the mountains. Maya, I did all of these surgeries today and then someone had a baby and it's now 9 p.m. and I will not be working out. And so, and then she readjusts my schedule. So I think finding the people to be your cheerleader and to help you has been important for me. And then I also know that I have to say no. I used to have a lot of guilt that I couldn't deliver all the patients that I took care of in their pregnancies. But by setting them up in the beginning to say that, you know, this is when I work, and then I also just don't live at the hospital, gives them an expectation going into their pregnancy and took away the guilt for me to linger longer on labor and delivery, because the choice is I don't get to do what fills me up or take care of me in the way I'm telling patients to take care of themselves, to eat well and to meal prep and to exercise. And so I think that's how I have figured out how to make it work. Again, it's by choices and also lots of delegation. And you and I had times where a big trip was coming up and I've gotten better and better at this. And going into this Tanzania trip was the best. I think we fill our work schedule up to compensate for being away. And then it's filled up on the back end. And I said, no, I can't do this. I can't work double just because then I'm leaving and then you're exhausted by the time you get back. And so I figured out ways to delegate things at my house that I don't need to be doing. Can somebody else help with some yard work and some errand running so that I focus on taking care of my patients, getting my workouts in, being packed, and then coming back home and just going right back into how life looks instead of constantly feeling like I was always catching up.
Great. Jenny, thank you for telling your story. It's just, it's so inspirational. I love that you have found a way to love your work and also have a full life outside of work.
Yes, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to work with you, to have found you in a time of real need. And I can't emphasize enough to other physicians who feel like they're not happy with their job, they're feeling burnt out, they're not achieving what they want to, that there is a really happy point on the other side of all of this. And you just need to ask for help and to take a time out. And it really is possible.
Jenny, thank you so much for coming on the episode today and for sharing your story. I feel sure it is going to inspire and help others.
Thank you. I loved getting the opportunity to be here and happy to connect with anyone that has questions.